Okay, you ready for another one? This time, we're going to have an experience of two different kinds of breath in the body. So this is, again, using breath as a technique, which is non-essential, but it's important to notice what is going on in your body such that breath works. So you're going to have an experience of what is typically referred to in HUNA as an earth breath. And then you're going to have an experience with an air breath. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to think of a real life, real time, real situation challenge. Something that you're actually dealing with, not a pretend thing. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is to think about the problem, notice the rhythm of your own breath, and then shift it. And then notice what happens to your problem. Because your internal state that is associated to what you consider a problem is created by your body. Your body knows exactly what to do with it. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to try this on and see what it feels like in your body. And the first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is what's referred to as an earth breath. And here's what an earth breath sounds like. You're going to inhale and exhale. And at the end of your exhalation, you're going to hold your breath. And we're going to count to 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. You're going to inhale, exhale, we're going to count. And we're going to do that kind of a breath a few times. And as you're breathing, I'm going to stop counting and I'm going to talk to you. And as you're breathing, I'm going to ask you to notice things about your body. And then when you come out of that one, we're going to do an air breath. And an air breath is the reverse of that. So where you inhale and exhale and hold on the exhalation, with an air breath, what you're going to do is exhale. And when you inhale, you're going to hold on the inhalation to the same count, 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. Exhale, inhale, hold. I'm going to walk you through it so you don't have to remember it. But we're going to string them together because I want you to notice different things about it. And then I'm going to ask you to return to your normal rhythm of breath, and then I'm going to ask you to think about your problem. And when you think about your problem, I'm going to ask you to notice, how are you breathing? You might be holding your breath. You might be breathing in a very shallow inhale and a very rapid exhalation, whatever it happens to be. And whatever it is, I'm then going to ask you to continue to think about your problem, but shift your breathing to either an earth breath or an air breath. And what you're going to notice is that as you try to shift your breathing and think about your problem, the minute you think about your problem, it's going to pull you back into the rhythm of breath that's associated with it. Why? Because that's the way the device works. It creates associations through all kinds of body rhythms, and it connects them all to the nominalizations that you put on what you're calling your problem. So I'm going to keep walking you through it, and then at some point the body's going to stabilize. You come back into the room, and we'll check in and see how it went. Okay? So you don't have to know anything I just said. All you got to do is close your eyes and do what I tell you. Aren't you grateful? God, I have to take notes on this. No, just hang there and see what happens. Okay, are you ready? Okay. So just let yourself get comfortable in your chair. And if for any reason you don't actually have a problem, I am going to have you bronzed, because you would be the first in 20 some odd years. So just take a nice deep breath. And just allow yourself to let your body remember what it was for you to relax earlier. And to just very quickly and easily just let the body open and expand. And as the body softens and the belly softens, just allow yourself to bring all of you inside. Just calling back all expressions of yourself from today. Bring them all the way back and bring them home. And just allow everything to drop into the body. And this time as you breathe, keeping your body open and relaxed, what we're going to begin to do is to breathe in an earth breath. And the earth breath is going to be you inhale, and without holding, you exhale. And as you exhale your breath, you come to the end of the exhalation, you hold. And we're going to count 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. And then inhale, so let's begin inhaling. And then exhaling. And hold. 2, 3, 4, and inhale. And exhale. And hold. 2, 3, 4, and inhale. And as you exhale, allow yourself to notice that it's okay to make noise when you breathe. 2, 3, 4, and inhale. And exhale. Hold. 2, 3, 4, and inhale. This time, as you continue to breathe the earth breath and you exhale, as you hold, just allow yourself to notice what it's like to be you in an earth breath. Continuing to breathe. And hold. Letting yourself relax into you. Continuing to breathe. Letting it be easy and effortless. Continuing to breathe nice and easy. And as you do, notice any sensations in your body, where they're moving. And just let your whole body relax. Just allow your breath to return to a normal rhythm of breath. And notice what it feels like to be you when your body is still moving earth energy. And in a minute, what we're going to do is begin to move as a group to the air breath. So the air breath is going to be the reverse, where we're going to begin with an exhalation, and then inhale, and hold, 2, 3, 4, and exhale, breathing in, hold, 2, 3, 4, and exhale, and inhale, and hold, 2, 3, 4, and exhale, continuing to breathe and inhaling, and this time as you hold, allow yourself to notice what it is to be you with an air breath. Exhaling, breathing in, hold, 2, 3, 4, and exhale. And as you continue to move into an air breath, breathing in, and hold, notice what sensations are moving in your body as you engage air. One more. And exhale. And just allow your body to return to its normal rhythm of breath. And notice what it's like to be you with air energy moving in the body. And this time, as you continue to breathe, allow yourself to become aware of your problem. Whatever it is that you're holding inside yourself as a problem or a challenge, and allow yourself to begin to think about what I'm going to be calling your problem. So just let yourself think about your problem. And as you think about your problem, allow yourself to begin to pay attention to the rhythm of your breath. Notice as you think about your problem, notice how your breathing changes. Pay attention and notice when you think about your problem, do you hold your breath? When you think about your problem, do you engage a rhythm of breath with very long pauses between the breath? But allow yourself to notice the relationship of how you think about your problem and what your body is doing. And as you continue to think about your problem, allow yourself to shift your breathing to an earth breath and continue to think about your problem. So think about your problem and allow yourself to begin to engage the breath where you hold your breath on the exhale. But continue to think about your problem. Continuing to breathe nice and deep. Keeping your body open and your belly soft, and think about your problem. And now as you continue to think about your problem, allow your breath to move into a really comfortable rhythm of a long, slow inhalation, don't hold anything, and a long, slow exhalation. No holding. Moving to a long, slow inhalation, into the long, slow exhalation, and think about your problem. Just allow your problem to rumble through your body as your breathing changes. So breathing nice and deep, and relax everything in the area of the belly and the chest. So just let your belly soften. Just let all of the abdominals soften. And just kind of let your belly become round and think about your problem. And as you continue to think about your problem, allow the whole area of the chest to begin to soften and to open. And just allow yourself to continue to breathe nice and deep. Just keeping your body open and relaxed, nothing to do. Continuing to think about your problem. And allow your awareness as you breathe to drop deep into the body, all the way down inside to the base of the spine. And as you continue to breathe, with your awareness inside your body, think about your problem. When you're ready, just allow your breath to return to its natural, your body's natural rhythm. Just allow yourself to think about your problem. Just let it be easy and effortless. Let your body engage the problem. When you're ready, just take a nice deep breath, allowing yourself to begin to move your fingers and your toes, perhaps beginning to stretch, moving your arms and your shoulders, perhaps rotating your head and your neck, becoming aware of the presence of other people in the room. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. How's that? Think about your problem. What do you notice when you think about your problem? interesting. When you allow your body to engage the problem, and here's how problem defines itself in these models of the world. We get caught in loops of habituation with these signals. So particularly when we live in nested living systems, which are organic collectives, where other people as well have all of their own existing structures of androgynous baby and nested living experiences. So they have their own definition of what's real, what isn't, what's right, what isn't. We tend to attract to ourselves people who live in the same model of the world that you and I live in. We tend to be attracted to people whose model of the world in some way reflects the truth of our reality. So we get caught into loops of repetition. And these loops of repetition, whether they're belief systems or whether they're strategies in how we live or whether they're parts of us, a part of me really wants to do this, but a part of me really wants to do that, or a part of me really wants to, but a part of me doesn't, they actually become tracks. Almost think of them as neurological tracks. So that we get, like, these are metaphors, you don't actually happen like this, but imagine you get deep grooves, like grooves on a record. Your breathing is an essential element to ensuring that information flows through the body in a very particular way to reflect that experience in your body that's associated with that word or that notion of problem. When you think about the problem and you begin to change the way you breathe, the reason that it's effective is that the way your body is designed to operate is that it has relationships in tissue of states to the way we define an internal state. And it actually flows information differently when you hold the thought, but you're actually changing the way the information is flowing. So the problem is still flowing, but now the problem is literally flowing through different neurological structures. Why? Because when you shift your breathing, the device of the body begins to access information differently from different places and now begins to mix it all up. So, you know, your statement was, I'm feeling so relaxed, I can't even think about my problem. Your problem creates a state of tension in the body. So when you think about your problem, it fires off a state of tension, and now you think about the problem in that state of tension. Now, all of a sudden, the problem is still firing off that state of tension, but you are deciding how the information is going to move through the device because you have choices here. And now, all of a sudden, it doesn't feel the same anymore. It will never feel the same again. It can't, because you have altered the tracks that the problem rolls around on. Good for you. Are you okay with that?
I feel great.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else? When you think about your problem now, what do you notice? There are some very interesting things. When we talk about the experience of quantum TLC, what you're actually doing is you're working with the design of the quantum biological device, because we're quantum biological humans, we are not allopathic Newtonian beings. You actually begin to work with the device, and what you're looking to do is you're actually looking to awaken a massive flow of information in the system that in the other model of the world, you turn yourself inside out to avoid. Because in the other model of the world, the other model of the world is pushing that down, pushing that away, getting rid of that, not wanting to let myself feel that because that means X, Y, or Z about myself. Whereas in a quantum TLC experience, what you're actually looking to do is to bring it all home, like welcome it all back and move it. You know, one of the things I shared last week was the research they were doing at McGill about working with post-traumatic stress disorder. And what they were trying to do was create a pharmaceutical intervention to eliminate PTSD. And the most important thing that they discovered was that the chemical of the pharmaceutical only worked when the memory was in movement. So think about that from a quantum TLC perspective. What they didn't know how to do is how to get the wave to move so they could use the chemicals. And here's the interesting thing. Once the wave moves, you don't need the chemicals. But you need to know not to be afraid of the wave. You and I have been taught to fear the wave. So the other thing is that you'll begin to notice as you engage these processes, more typically the way the body is designed. If you look at it from a code model perspective, the first four chakras in the body represent history. They represent the past. Fifth chakra is the choice point. It represents now. And six and seven represent the future. So typically when energy or information is in flow in the body that is dealing with old information, you feel the wave move up. And it literally feels like a wave moving through the body. And oftentimes you'll see people do this. Their bodies move with the flow of the energy moving. The information is like cascading through the tissues. Information that moves down from the top, typically, as a generalization, is actually new information. It's not anything you know, so you don't have language to describe this because you've never had it before. It's very easy for us to find language to describe this because we've been talking about it ad nauseum since we were old enough to tell the story. But this is a new sensation. What I find really interesting is that it has heat attached to it. So it'll be interesting to see where it takes you. I don't know where it's going to take you, but here's something that I think is actually an intuitive awakening in the body, but it's counterintuitive to what you and I have been taught to do. There is such a sense of adventure. There is such a sense of discovery. There is such joy in not having a clue. Because here's the truth of it. If you know, you've already done it. There's nothing new in there. But when you have an experience and you really haven't got a clue where the experience is going to take you and you're willing to go with that, life gets really interesting. And you start, people start looking at you like you're a little odd too, because what's happening is that the signal that you've become in the world, the beep now that you are in the world, because the dance has changed, you don't beep the same. So when people are expecting you to beep a certain way and you don't, it's kind of like, your honk has changed. You're a goose, so they're looking at you going like, what's the matter with the goose? Well, it just might be that there's nothing the matter with the goose. That's actually the way you sound. But you and I learn to mask the sound of who we are. One of the things that we do in the longer programs is we actually do an induction to reclaim the sound of who you are. Because you and I are taught, not only are we silenced as children, we have experiences where other people silence us, we become very adept at silencing ourselves. And humiliation and shame are very, very powerful forces in the culture that teach you to be quiet. Anybody else? Any interesting discoveries when you think about your problem now? What you notice?
I have fibromyalgia. During the process we did, it was the fibromyalgia that I thought about.
Yes.
And it was just amazing. The pain just went. And my arms and my legs were tingling.
Very nice. I'm glad. Anybody else? We have time for one more. Anybody else have any interesting insights or discoveries when you think about your problem?
I couldn't do the air breath.
Okay.
When I was thinking about my problem.
Yes.
I kept in the earth breath.
Yes.
And I noticed before we started doing that, or when we started the earth breath, shortly after we started the earth breath, the pain in my side moved right into my glutes, like right into my butt. And then by the time we were coming out of it, I was getting a lot of pain in that lower, very low back.
So if you brought your hands around the front, where would it be?
Yeah, right at the belly button.
Right.
And I can't seem to stop doing this.
Right.
It's very soothing doing this.
Well, think about, because you're dealing with second chakra stuff, repetitive movement is very comforting to a child. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if, as a child, when you were experiencing stress in your experience, you may rock. Kids rock when they're trying to, it's the repetition of the movement in utero. It's the repetition of a movement that says I'm safe and I'm okay, right? It's just kind of like opening that body. I would be really gentle with myself if I were you, particularly because of the three words that you had, which are very spear. I'd be really gentle with myself, and I would just allow myself to keep the movement going. And perhaps when you go home tonight, before you kind of go to sleep, just let yourself relax into your bed, kind of like spread eagled, so that you're not lying on your side or you're not curled up, but you actually fill the space. And then just because you know stuff, I know that you know other things. So it's just being able to allow yourself in that spread eagle position Just begin to breathe and force a loud exhalation. You don't have to hold it, and you don't have to go into a full fire breath. But the body has to be open, and you inhale and force the exhalation and see what happens. Because there's a huge relationship between sensory cues in the body here, sensory cues in the body here, and sensory cues in the body here. It's very difficult to redesign my life or redefine for myself what a meaningful life is without having third eye access. It's really hard to get access to the third eye if my culturally conditioned beliefs, values, and attitudes are in lockdown. And if they're in lockdown, there's genius in it because it's all tied to safety. So it's really, say she smiles, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. You have to be safe first. It's a sign of a high IQ. There is no such thing as resistance to change. Human beings do not resist change. Human beings resist danger. And when you can create an experience where danger disappears, the entire body opens and change happens in the blink of an eye. So it's not about struggling and working at it. So that breath that I'm talking to you about, this position, spread eagled like this, is a declaration of taking up space for starters. And the other thing is no shield. So it's like putting down the shield. And then that breath is a partial fire breath. So that forced exhalation creates a flow of energy in the body that you can't replicate. And then see what happens. And typically what happens is your body will take over and your body will take on a rhythm of breath and movement that is essential to opening something up in there, whatever it is. So all you got to do is relax into it. Don't be surprised if you have tears. Because oftentimes, particularly with the rocking, children rock themselves when there's nobody else to do that for them. And oftentimes there's a tremendous sense of sadness that is attached to that, and sometimes there's fear. And it's all still right there in the body. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I look at this and it doesn't matter what it looks like and what it sounds like. What matters, right? We both know it. Yeah. What matters is the outcome. Uh-huh. The outcome is magical. It is whatever it is. And when you can come to a place where you completely trust your own body, what more can you trust in your life that is more intimate than your experience of your own body? There isn't anything. And yet, the androgynous baby nested living system processes, which are, I think, pretty well presented in Fully Alive and then on the Pathways material, you and I are taught to distrust the body from the time we're really little. You know, you have to pee on a schedule. You can't just pee when you want to pee. It's called toilet training. You have to pee on a schedule. You learn very young, your body betrays you at every turn. So you and I become adults who are very committed, profoundly committed to distrusting the body. The problem is, when you're a quantum biological being, your body is the gateway to the very things that you and I are looking for. You will never get transformation through the intellect. It is not going to happen. Your body is what offers the freedom, the kind of instantaneous body response where all of a sudden you've had something for a long time and all of a sudden you don't have it. It's just not there because your body has changed. I've been doing this now for 20 some odd years. I have seen more magic than I can even remember. And I believe that that is who all of us, every single one of us is. So it doesn't matter what your problems are. It doesn't matter what your issues are. It doesn't matter what your concerns are. Your gateway to a different way of living lives in your body, not in your intellect. So I'd really encourage you as you leave here tonight to give yourself permission in the next couple of days to revisit those breathing experiences and allow yourself to kind of try it on, only this time find a new problem. You know, when you're all out of problems, come and see me and I'll help you find them. That is very long, sharp nail. They kind of like digs at the mortar between the blocks. So anyway, thank you very much. I'm delighted that you were here this evening. Feel free to contact me by email anytime you want. I'm never very far from email. If you want more, there are books and CDs. And also, there are programs that are coming up. And Entrepreneurial Women is really for women who are in their own businesses and is really a state of mind. Entrepreneurial is a state of mind. So this is an emerging futures conversation. That means we do not get into talking about the models. We actually get into a four-day conversation with no more than 9 other women with you who are profoundly courageous and curious. And that's what it takes for you to be able to discover what is the state of mind that is entrepreneurial for you that will transform your state of being. From a business perspective, it's also at looking at how do you create a vibrant, abundant, quote-unquote, successful business that lights you up, that is also a conduit for social change. So that you don't create the business to create social change, you create the business because you love the business. But how you engage it becomes a conduit for accelerating human evolution. So that's kind of the stuff that we talk about here. Decloaking is the 5-day intensive that goes through all of this material and actually evokes body experiences. Mahalo. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you all, and I hope to see you all again.